This is an Albion Raw podcast special. My name's Alan Wares, and I've decided to go about 250 yards from my home in East Worthing to go and visit one of Sussex's local heroes. I'm joined by Joanna Hunter from the famed Piglet's Pantry. Jo, it's interesting times, but first and foremost, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm holding up okay. Mostly just trying to make sure the rest of the world gets fed because there seems to be a bit of a lack of food out there at the minute. But yeah, we're doing okay. We're holding our own at the moment.
I mean, you're in catering, you're in the food industry. I mean, when you see people going around doing what they're doing in the supermarkets, does it make any sense to you? I mean, should there be a message out there saying, you know, there's plenty to go around?
Unfortunately, it's people's mentality. When things go wrong, it's hunker down, hold up, store up, and make sure we're all okay. It is bonkers. I was listening to a lady this morning who's one of the Sussex NHS staff, and she'd done a 48-hour shift, wanted some fruit on her way home, went in and there was nothing to buy, and she broke down in tears. You know, we need to be more careful and just be less selfish at the moment. If ever there was a time for us all to get together and actually look after each other, now is the time.
Absolutely. Now, we'll talk about how Piglet's is coping with what's going on at the moment. But let's, for those who came to the Albion later or who have only just sort of come on board recently, give us a potted history of Piglet's Pantry.
So 10 years ago, nearly next year, we were awarded the contract for Brighton Hove Albion, and we were a very small little pantry, just started up. And
what was that, as a cafe, as a catering outlet?
It was just borrowed in front of a restaurant, looked like a little pantry, literally, you know, a few metres wide by a few metres wide, selling about 100 products. My sons were both massive Albion fans, and Mum, we need to go up and buy all the season tickets. Your credit card is needed. So off we trotted to go and get the tickets. And I was just talking to Richard Hebb at the time and just said, look, you know, community stadium, what does that mean? Are you going to be looking after the local community? Will we get a look in, or will it just, you know, just be big companies? And he said, absolutely no. He said, you don't just make a good pie, do you? And I was a bit confused after asking that question. He said, because we're looking for a good pie. So if you design me a good pie, I'll buy some pies from you. And that literally was how the conversation kind of started, and really what put Piglet's Pantry on the map, to be honest. So we were landed in front of the catering manager, who looked a bit puzzled to see me. And and Elliot now is a very good friend of mine, so he won't mind me saying that. And we went through kind of several rounds. At one point, I think we were feeding most of the directors whilst they were at the porter cabins in Withdean. We went through 100 pie-offs around the country. It was a very serious matter. And we designed the pies that became the legendary pies that Brighton and Hove Albion now are well known for. Opened the gates. We made them up at the stadium because we didn't have the space. So we were creating them all by hand up there. We made more than we thought we needed. So we did 2,500. 10 minutes into the Tottenham game opening, lots of tears, very big emotion. We were sold out, and we were running around the kitchens looking for things to give to people, thinking, oh, this is not going to work. And Martin Perry said, Joe, you're going to have to double the number. So we doubled the number to 5,000, all by hand crimped. God, those are the days. And we came out and didn't even make kickoff. So at which point most of the chefs and the head chef around the kitchens were like falling apart because there was pies in every orifice. It wasn't working. So we had to kind
pies
of leave.
In every orifice. Oh,
we had to kind of leave. We had to find a unit around the corner from where we are today, set up in 3 days, get it all certified. And anyone who's in the industry knows that's no mean feat. Had no sleep and produced 10,000 pies for the next match. And it was all done with lots of family love and friendship from the local community. The Sussex College were very, very useful at that time. They gave us lots of old equipment, they were ripping their kitchen out. So it was really pool all your resources and talk to everybody in the local community and make it work.
How could the Albion have got their numbers so wrong? Or is this is this your fault?
No. On average, even big clubs only sell sort of like 2,000 to 3,000. They were spot on the money. It's the quality of the product and something different that caught the attention, and the media got behind it as well, which was brilliant. But genuinely speaking, there wasn't a good pie in football, and that's what happened.
Now, I have to say that those who can't see this in super reverb vision, that even 9 years later, there's a little twinkle in Joe's eye. There's a little smirk that went across her face and said, yeah, these were good pies.
They're very good pies. We're very proud of what we've achieved. And And we've now sort of become legendary in football and sporting arenas around the UK for the quality of our product and the innovation of what we do. It's not just the standard for, you know, there's a peppered steak, off you go, that's all you can have. It's coming up with creative ingredients and doing something different.
I mean, that's what I was thinking of. When it first started up, and Elliot was there as well, and we were all coming up with the sort of crazy ideas. I remember he came up with a £7 pot noodle, which was, you know, very nice, but, you know, I couldn't see anyone paying £7 for anything at a kiosk at the stadium. But I think one of the things that came across was the extent to which you were prepared to actually engage with the fans to say, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
So which of those things that that were asked for at the time, which of those still exist?
And they're all still in existence. Interestingly, the current state of play, because we're now dealing direct with our fans and dealing direct with shipping them out across Sussex and the wider community. Chicken Balti is the one thing that people have been asking for that we don't currently do at the stadium on a regular basis. So the Chicken Balti is first on the list for the guest pie from Piglets Direct. Mm-hmm. And was one of the original pies. And I think there was four pies originally. So we had the steak, the chicken gammon and leek, we had the butternut squash, and we had the Chicken Balti. And as we progressed, we brought in the idea of guest pies. So they dropped the Balti, and the Balti became the guest pie. So mm-hmm. that's what happened. But a lot of Balti fans out there were not very happy about this. So now that they can get their fix of their Chicken Balti, we're very popular on the Chicken Balti front at the minute. But then of course you have the lamb hot pot fans that yeah. now want the lamb hot pot and lamb and minted pea. And then you have people asking me for turkey and cranberry at Easter. So there's lots of people that have their favourites, which is really lovely.
I reckon that us lot in the West Stand Upper are probably those that are at least catered for, because you've got your catering section in the North Stand, you've got your 1901 section. Now the favourite one I've ever had is a steak and blue cheese, and you cannot get that for love nor money outside of those places you're talking about. So, you know, when the stadium gets to reopen, you know, could you consider us old timers up in the West Stand Upper? It's a lot of stairs to climb there. You know, I'm still maintaining that a lot of the West Stand Upper are those who were once upon a time the North Standers at the Goldstone. You know, so we're all a bit old and a bit smelly. Well, I'll speak for myself, we're all a bit old and smelly. So, you know, can we have a sort of a few of the sort of like the extra ones as well?
Definitely. I think we need to probably look at whether there's an opportunity to open up some more of our pop-ups when we go back. And obviously we are very well thought of and people want to try new products, and we can do those in our own smaller kiosk, because the space and depth and breadth of the actual kiosk, you couldn't do 10 offers. It's just not practical. And the ovens and space and things are getting that through. Mm. But certainly when we run our own little piglets, like we have in Northfall, we've got a little following, and Southwest Corner, Dick's Bar, we can do a whole range of different things because we're personally dealing with it and doing it on a small basis. So therefore we can give you that personal attention, come up with new ideas, and if you want a certain pie, we can put it on.
Absolutely. So, I mean, when in 2011 you started up and you were very much considered a Brighton Hove Albion pie, you know, it was even the boxes came in Brighton Hove Albion packaged boxes and what have you. And we thought this was our thing. But and it was something we were all very proud of. You immediately had a brand recognition. You immediately had something that was culturally snapped upon, was the pie and the pints thing. You have a pint of Harvey's, you have a steak and ale pie, and that was from day one. But you always had to branch out. You were never going to be able to survive on your own with just serving the Albion. So how did you get into being inside other clubs?
I think it's just word of mouth. We never really intentionally went out to sell to the rest of the football community. But naturally, people move, so they go from one job to another, and they go from club to club. And Elliot moved to the Keir Oval at the time, so we started up in cricket because he took us with him. And then naturally, because the cricket creates quite a lot of mass people and attention, all the chefs came from around the country to kind of help on test matches. And then Leicester came down and went, where did you get those sausage rolls from? Where did you get those pies from? Where those scotch eggs from? And before you know it, you've got Chelsea and Leicester all looking to buy the same product. Which then means you get attention from the higher levels, like people like Compass and Sodexo, because they manage most of these places, and then you have to build that relationship. So it's been a kind of an organic growth, not a natural. People quite often knock on those doors and go, can we supply you? We've gone in and people have gone, we want your product.
Brilliant.
So we've been very lucky and fortunate. I say lucky and fortunate, we make a great product, but we've been very lucky and fortunate to grow organically with chefs that love us. And when they move, they take our product with them. And that's how it's happened, really. So that's why we now supply, I think
it's about, so where are you now?
17 clubs now, something like that, I think. Steve was working out the other day, we've got 67 venues across the UK now that we're in. Mm-hmm. And of those, I think there's about 17 different clubs. We're in like the far north, sort of Sheffield, Supply, Aston Villa actually have our products in there. Some of them are in hospitality, not in retail, but there's a move towards them moving into retail because everyone likes them, so sure. That's great. Wolves have just engaged with us. They're doing sausage rolls in retail, and they're looking at all their hospitality products at the moment as well. So it's been growing at a great pace, really.
So who's the number two bestseller then? After the, I assume the Albion are the bestsellers.
No, Tottenham, unfortunately.
What?
They've beaten you.
I suppose their stadium is twice
they
the size.
They are quite big, to be fair.
Well, the stadium is twice the size, but it doesn't necessarily, as you were pointing out, if you're saying that the average pie sale was about 2,000 to 3,000, that gives a pro rata of, yeah. I don't know, in a place that's, even if it was 40,000, that's one per... You know, one per 20 people. So your business model would have had to have been built on something. But when you got the Albion, you know, I suppose all the business models went out the window on account of the fact that we're just a bunch of sort of voracious pigs who were happy to, with a drink problem, who would actually happily sort of drink and scrum ourselves stupid at football. But then I suppose what you're saying is that Spurs is that it's actually a very similar culture.
The same thing happened. It was like identical. It was almost bizarre, really. They opened up the stadium at Tottenham thinking... They had an idea of what the product, we did test runs and things, of what they thought the products would be going out the door, generally across the board. And the same thing happened. It was like snowballed overnight. So we were making 24,000 sausage rolls at one point for Tottenham. You know, the sheer scale and excitement of waiting for something for so long builds up in fans.
Because you had to wait for a year, didn't
you?
Yeah, exactly. For the delay on the stadium being open.
We were expecting it to open in September. It didn't, so we geared up for it, geared down for it. And the same with the fans, same thing as Brighton. You know, they wait so long for that club to happen that they were so excited that people just want to spend money and they want to get behind it and they want to enjoy it. So they buy about 12,000 to 15,000 products every match. And that's amongst all the other retail stuff they do. And they take a lot of money up there now. And it's brilliant to see, and I think it just goes to show if you put good products in front of people, they'll buy them across the board, really.
Okay, so assuming, okay, let's rewind that question a little bit then. Assuming that Brighton and Spurs are way ahead of everyone else, who's next?
So after that, at the moment,
we're not giving away too many corporate secrets.
Yeah, no, it's not a secret. I mean, you can go and find the stats out if you look in their accounts and things. I would say probably after that, Leicester are pretty up there. Southampton are certainly kind of getting through quite a few as well. But Leicester's probably our next, you know, where we've been there established, we've been there a while. The Red Leicester sausage rolls, so sought after by the fans at Leicester. I'm sure they'll be having withdrawal symptoms as we speak. So they are very engaged, and bearing in mind that's Papa Pie territory, that was quite a sensitive area, really. And the Leicester fans have embraced us, and again, they ask for stuff. They like the kind of guest pies at Christmas and turkey and things like that. So it's the same experience as we go around. Fans generally get behind good things, and they like to kind of support their club, and they like to have good things when they go and visit the club. So
now, it's obviously a high quality product. So is it too sophisticated for them to go up to Sellers Park?
Ooh, I think it isn't. It should be available to everybody, and I know they would like to buy our pies, but I just feel for both sides it's so contentious that
because they know that they're Brighton pies.
It was born at Brighton, and I just think, would the fans be happy about that? I don't know, maybe we should put it out there to both sides. Well, how do they feel about it? I'm neutral in the middle where food's concerned. I love to feed people, so I want everyone to be able to enjoy them, but I just feel, is that a step too far for us Brighton fans? I don't know.
So the real challenge has got to be, for all the football clubs there are out there, the real challenge surely has to be Norwich City.
Yes, I mean, we've been up and we've actually given samples to Norwich a little while ago. I'm going back a couple of years.
Obviously, I'm bearing in mind, for those who haven't made the connection, bearing in mind who the chairman is, or the chair of the club is.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? And I've met Delia, and I was introduced to Delia by Martin Perry, who thought it would be a good connection, which I'd agree with you. And bearing in mind, they don't make their pies themselves.
Do they not?
No, they don't. They buy an average other... leading.
Well, that was my assumption, hence the question.
No, they don't. And so we went to see them. They love our pies and they love the idea of it. But for whatever reason, it hasn't moved forward. I think there was a bit of nervousness. I think there was a history going on where they bought an Australian pie, and there was a lot of kind of hoo-ha of why did they do that, and it got some bad press. And I think there was such a nervousness about then changing the pie to another company that they haven't actually made any decisions to do that yet. But we'd love to talk to them, and we think it would be a very good family club to supply.
Absolutely, but I mean, of all places that you're supplying dealers,
Club. It seems a bit mad, really. Yeah,
absolutely.
It does seem a bit mad, especially as I had some of my first cookery books with Dealer Smith as well. So
brilliant. Because I do also remember there was one Brighton fan, and this is where the ownership of the pies is that he I don't think he realised that you were doing pies for other clubs, and he saw, I think, the Southampton print on top of a pie and got very upset.
Yeah.
You know, he's very, very, this chap was very, very proud of, you know, a Brighton pie.
Yeah, that's it. There has been a little bit of that. Most people are delighted for us, and I go, and we've got loads of season tickets in the Heineken Lounge, and we've very sort of know people very well in the Heineken Lounge, and they're very sort of really proud. They ask us, where are you going now? And when we went into Harrods, they were amazed we were in Harrods. And I think, you know, most people are really excited, but there are a few people that think we shouldn't be selling 21 ounce and that it's a Brighton pie, and, you know, why has it got that badge on it, and etc. And it does make me smile when that happens, because we do believe we were born at the Amex. We're very proud of the fact we were born at the Amex. We're the first people to cook there. We will always be loyal to Brighton first and foremost. The outpouring of love over the last few weeks from the Brighton fans has been nothing short of unbelievable.
We are living in extraordinary times at the moment. I don't think anyone of a given age could actually, you know, genuinely recall us on this kind of. It's not so much an environmental lockdown, we're on a social lockdown. We can't be with each other. We have to, you know, we do what we do and adapt accordingly. Now, obviously, we can't buy pies at the Albion, so we have to, you know, get our greedy piglets filled somehow else. So what are you guys doing to alleviate our cravings?
So we started out with just an innocuous tweet, actually, as if to say, right, well, we're going to go online, we're going to come direct, we're going to push forward with our webpage that we've been promising to get off the ground, and we're going to make it happen very quickly, and we're going to start delivering to the doors to try and give everybody, you know, the like you say, the pie fix they would normally have. And the tweets went a bit bonkers, and then Saturday morning we were in here and people just started turning up at the door and wanted to buy pies, and they were worried about, you know, the fact we were supposed to be playing against Arsenal. We had a lot of product, some of it of which obviously has been put into freezers, and we're trying to kind of obviously, you know, get rid of the rest of the product we had. But not only that, we had other clubs too that were obviously saying we can't take product, we need to get rid of product. So the Brighton fans were just queuing around the block, you know, coming to buy pies, which was amazing. It was a really good news story, and Paul Cameron at Brighton Hove Albion was very supportive, and he said, look, what can we do to help? The club said, what can we do to help? And they phoned the good and the great of the press, and got the press involved. We had Sky Sports come down and come and see us, which was great.
And finally, the Albion Roar have turned up. We got here as quickly as we could.
Indeed. Last on the list. No, I'm joking,
save the best till last.
Yeah, exactly that. But so we thought we'd get behind it. We went and got some overnight. We got some pink boxes sent to us, and we thought we'd do some SOS boxes, have a bit of fun with it. You know, back into sort of almost war days, really. But, you know, survival packs to get us through this crazy period.
But you're offering this nationally, aren't you?
We are. Yes.
Go on. How's now?
It's a little bit more tricky nationally.
Yeah.
Packaging at the moment is the biggest issue. Trying to get things to us is the biggest issue. So where you're seeing supermarkets, we're finding the same with our supply chain and packaging as well. So trying to get things in quickly enough so we can actually ship it out has been our biggest challenge. But we're, like everything, we're over trying to get over those hurdles. We're trying to break those hurdles down and make sure that we can, you know, keep it going, really.
So what are you offering at the moment?
So at the moment online we're offering SOS survival packs, which is a mixed box. So you can have a meat or a vegetarian box. And the meat box has got two steak, one chicken, staples, obviously chicken Baltic because it's favourite at the moment.
Sure.
One of our traditional sausage rolls and one of our red Leicester sausage rolls.
Good.
So, and then vegetarian, you've got a similar thing. And then you can buy boxes of your favourite ones. We put our favourite ones on the night at the moment, and that will rotate as we go. So that's what we've started off doing, and we're hoping to extend from there.
And can you confirm to any vegans listening that the vegan products you are offering are vegan?
Yep, so all of our vegan products are completely plant-based. We source local veg from our farms around Hailsham, and they supply those to us. So yes, it is all good for you and lots of healthy veg.
So how do people order?
So they can order in on our website directly, so they can place their order and pay for it, and we will deliver to people's homes, which at the moment is quite important because obviously we're trying to practice social distancing. However, the local community as well can also come. If they email us or they order through the website, then they can place their order and we'll tell them times and dates, and then they can come and collect their parcels from Higgetts Direct as well.
Sure. How long can they expect to wait between placing an order and being able to either collect or receive a delivery?
So we're working as fast as we can. We've got people running around, literally around the whole of Sussex as we speak. So most of the orders are going out between day one and day two, but obviously further afield it's going to take up to 4 days because of the whole packaging and routes at the minute.
And you're about to offer something special to the Albion fans, aren't you?
Yes, we are hoping to, in the next sort of week, well, maybe even faster than that, we're hoping to get some chilled and some ambient survival packs, which will have our local, one of our farms that we use, that will have some really good quality pork sausages, bacon, and some pork burgers, and some other bits we can try and pull together. And then the other survival packs, toilet rolls seem to be a bit of a popular one at the minute. We're going to see.
No one
gets
thrown at football, that stuff.
I'm a little scared about the fact people are buying pasta and toilet rolls. I'm not really sure what they're doing in their lives, but it looks a real lack of imagination in my book.
I don't want to even think about it. I don't want to think about it.
I think we should do cookery courses online at the moment because it seems like we need to just widen our repertoire a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're going to put together some packs which will hopefully help people that can't get out. I mean, I'm more worried about the older people that can't actually, they're not supposed to go out. So we're going to try and get some of those packs going in the next few weeks. It will only be to Sussex, so I just want to stress that. We won't be able to deliver it further afield just because of the way they are and the ambience. You know, obviously, you've got eggs and things, it's not practical, really.
Sure. So what's the cost of this going to be to anyone who's placing an order online? And do any Bright fans get a discount, maybe? You know, loyalty, maybe?
Yep. So we price our pies and our sausage rolls online at a box of them are £21, which you get six in a box. We're offering 10% discount to all Brighton fans across the whole of the country, and there are some in some very remote parts which have been ringing me, which is lovely. So they're allowed to get it. You need to contact us for the discount code, although I am speaking to Paul and the Brighton Club today, so hopefully they can get that out to the members and let them know what the code is to save a bit of time.
Sure. So like I say, tricky times, but you've got your kitchen up and running, you've got the delivery service, you know, pretty much there. Brighton fans needn't go without their Piglet's Pantry's pies. So what will be your message to the Brighton fans from here on in?
Two messages, really. One of love and thanks for supporting us over the last 10 years. Keep buying our products. If there's anything else you think we could be doing alongside it at the moment and you want anything in particular, let us know. You know where I am on Twitter, on Facebook, and you can email us. We will do everything we can to try and support fans during this period. And if anyone's struggling, just let us know. We've got delivery drivers going out. If we can help in any way at all, it's a big community spirit, and we are very proud to be very much a part of that.